This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio hideout designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories as we end week 9 of the national lockdown. The government loves to spy on us. If you love Sprint, If you love Sprint, its days are numbered. 17-inch laptops are back in style. Oh, how times have changed. Hackers are demanding $21 million from a lawyer to the stars because they got the mother load. I want to welcome you to episode 1447 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, May 14th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. We're live once again. Didn't know if we were going to be live here as long as the live stream took to start tonight. But we're live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, just about every place you can be live. And of course, we're on YouTube live as well. So I'll be watching really as much of the chat as I can between YouTube and Facebook. If you're on Facebook, make sure you say hello this evening on there. Check in. I see a few folks coming in. But if you're brand new listening to the show, hey, thanks for being here. And check out the website at geeknewscentral.com. You get to subscribe to the show right on the sidebar of the website. You can subscribe to the newsletter while you're there. You can watch the show on blueberry.com or listen to it as well. Of course, you can listen on your smart home device by saying the keyword, play the podcast. Say the magic keyword to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can join our chat room. We've got a couple of them. If you don't want to hang out, that's all right. You don't have to be in there all the time. We've got something over geeknews.chat. We're on Discord. We're on Slack. If you want to be part of our Slack channel, it's real simple to get involved with that. All you got to do is send me an email, geeknews@gmail.com, and I'll add you to the Slack channel. That way you can hang out with the truly cool kids. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Geek News. You can fire me off comments there, and of course, via email as well that I just shared with you. I'm on Facebook. Just search for my name, Todd Cochran, if you are not already connected. And that's the best way to stay hooked up here. Partner shows are all linked at geeknewscentral.com. That includes the GNC Week in Review by Kirk Corliss, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my team, the New Media Show produced by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, the Extinct Podcast Legends Show at podcastlegends.com, and the Podcast Insider Show that we do at Blueberry, podcastinsider.com. Hey, you can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. That's really where it's at to get goodies and gadgets for this show with our little branding on it. And anyone wants to submit stuff to us, hey, we will take album art. We'll take ideas for the screen behind me for those of you that watch live. All you got to do is send images in a 16x9 orientation. And that's what we need for the screens in the back. So if you want to submit stuff to the show, hey, I'm always looking for new stuff. Sam, he's our main man out of Albuquerque. He's been submitting like 99% of the album art that you see that we rotate through. We rotate through about 100 different pieces of album art each show. It's a little bit different. So if you use an app that actually shows album art, you'll see that that changes from show to show. But little things like that, you can help out with the show. But this show is sponsored by our good friends at GoDaddy.com. And GoDaddy really is the primary sponsor here and the primary way the show is supported, the way I keep my lights on, keep the insurance paid, keep the rent paid. And you know how much? It's about $1,600 to pay the insurance for this property every year. That's just one of the small ongoing expenses that I incur here for having the full-blown studio. You guys have seen the full thing. But with GoDaddy being a sponsor here, your simple utilization of my promo codes is really going to be instrumental in really your ongoing support of the show. And all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, and all my promo codes are there. Whether it be a 30% off discount code, whether it be a $499.com, whether it be a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting or a $1 a month economy hosting, which includes a free domain, by the way, $12 gets you online. your free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, 30-day trial there. That gets you going. And really, we can get you online with GoDaddy. Got some great GoDaddy deals. And again, every purchase you make over there is like an in-kind donation. It's like you writing a check to the show. So, and if you don't need GoDaddy products and services, well, you probably know someone that does. So share this link and these codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. Don't write it on the bathroom wall, but definitely link to it from your social media accounts. That always helps as well. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. And thank you for your ongoing support of the podcast. It's greatly appreciated. Hey, Ted, how you doing? Hey, shipmate, how you doing? Hey, Chris, I should have said that to you too. Curtis, shipmate, how you doing? So it's always nice to see Navy buddies, Navy brothers showing up and watching the show a little bit. So, you know, the last couple of shows have had some rants. I'm kind of ranted out tonight, so we're going to get through the discussion points. Some two guys are watching the show. Like, what do you mean you're out of rants? You're tired on rants? But I did get some feedback from TriCaster Jack. And sometimes I wonder, you know, I wonder if people are still listening out there that are longtime fans of the show. And and every once in a while, I'll say something and someone will, you know, I hear from Jack, or I often hear from Michael Dare via text. He doesn't send emails too much. And some of the other longtime listeners of the show. If you are a longtime listener, if you've been here for years and years and years, just check in and say, hey, yeah, I'm still here. I'd appreciate it to know if you guys have gotten sick of me and moved on. Some of you do. Some of you get sick of me and move on for a couple of years, then you come back, and then you leave, and you come back. This long, you know, we're approaching 16 years on this show. Is that insane? And you just think about that for a second. Holy cow. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time with my butt in this seat, you know? And both Kurt and Ted will appreciate this. These seats are not nylon. So when I sit down in the seat, I don't get this poof. You guys, this is absolutely a inside joke here. I'll just let you guys into it. In P3s, the seats we sat on were, you know, they kind of had like this mesh. And it wasn't nylon. It was a mesh cloth over, if I guess you would want to call it a sponge. And the sponge was very absorbent. So over the years, those sponges were, and those seats were not, just put it this way, you didn't want to get your face up close to them. So, yeah, this is a good leather chair here. So I'm semi-protected. But anyway, Ted and Kurt will both get a laugh out of that. They know exactly what I'm talking about. So, yes, I will continue to be a little bit less constrained. But no immediate rants tonight. It wasn't triggered this week because I stayed away from the news. That was the main thing. But it is cold and raining here. It is May 14th, and it was 42 degrees when I walked out the house this morning. What is wrong with that? 42 degrees. I'll be honest with you. 25 years in Hawaii and transplanting a pineapple to Michigan. You know, I was expecting it to stay chilly, but May 14th, come on, turn on the sun. Let's go. This is ridiculous. And my mom says, don't wait until Memorial Day. She says, it's going to freeze up until Memorial Day. And I'm like, oh my God, how I forgot. So yeah, summer is soon approaching, but with all this lockdown, winter's coming. You know, we're all going to spend inside during the summer. About the time they say it's okay to go out will be about a week before fall. And then they'll say, oh, you got to lock down for the next 6 months because of this stupid thing. We need to come up with a name for it, some kind of slang. But that doesn't, you know, cause me lost audience or anything. But for now, we'll just call it the way it is, COVID-19. Okay, so it's just been a busy week. Podcasting space is busier it's ever been. I made a post on Facebook. I could use a clone. Lots of hours, just can't keep up. I did a presentation today, did a 45-minute, 78-slide PowerPoint, and I talked as fast as I could for 45 minutes to get everything out that I needed to get out. And it was, I tell people when they come to one of my presentations, I'm usually walking back and forth, and it's just coming. And it was a fire hose effect today. And even a couple of people that were in the audience that virtually, that were, they were like, wow, this guy can go. And yes, I did a data dump. If you want to hear it, if you want to hear that presentation, it's a good one. Podcastinsider.com. That episode will have that full 45-minute presentation that I gave today. So you can go over there and catch that out. And it's a little bit of a different show. So definitely feel free to check it out. So new media show yesterday. And we had a great conversation with a guest that came on. Matt Kundle came on. And Matt talked to us for about 45 minutes on really the state of radio. And if you think about it, morning drive is gone, right? None of us are in our cars going. Well, I'm coming in, but I have 11-minute commute and I'm not listening to the radio anyway. So morning drive's gone and radio stations are in trouble. They were already in trouble before, but there's just no, people aren't advertising nothing because there's nothing to advertise. So we'll see what happens, but it's been a bloodbath with radio because we're all sitting in our homes. None of us are listening to the radio in the car. And if you are listening to some sort of media, listen to Spotify, Pandora, listen to podcasts or like mine, I hope. So interesting perspective on what's going on with the radio space since this has been going on for 9 weeks or 10 or whatever it is now. So, hey, what are you watching? What's catching your eye? In any series, I'm looking for a new series. I've got a big bunch of projects I'm going to do this upcoming weekend, but maybe Sunday I'll start a new series. What new series are you watching that you've found fascinating? It doesn't matter. It's just something you thought was really cool. It doesn't have to be within the techie influence. Like I said, I was watching a sailing series. I ran all the way through that, all 100 and some plus YouTube videos. So what's caught your attention lately? And if it's a YouTube series, that's fine as well. Send that over to me. Hey, I want to remind you, become a podcast insider, geeknewscentral.com/insider. And, Ted says, oh, by the way, it is 91 degrees in Southern California. Well, you know, I don't think there's too much COVID being surviving 91 degrees in Southern California. Probably explains what's going on in Florida, too. Ted also says, not sure if you have ranted about this before, but why did the DOD come up with a policy? If you have COVID-19 antibodies, you're now permanently disqualified for military service. Do they know something we don't? Ted, is that policy? I thought that was like a rumor. Have you actually seen the document on that? Because that's crazy. What do they know? Well, I think what we have learned and probably what they're being cautious about is that a lot of people that have had this have got all kinds of now pre-existing conditions. They've either had kidney damage, lung damage, especially if they want a respirator. So maybe the military is just saying, hey, we don't know for a period of time here what the after effects are, people that have a COVID-19 antibody. So maybe they're just being overly cautious. But eventually, we're all going to get this thing. What happens when we start getting, when they put the vaccine in us? I know many of you, I've already got people telling me they're not taking a vaccine. But yeah, what do they know? Any of my active duty buddies out there that are, you know, got any scuttlebutt on what's going on? Have you heard anything? So I saw that posted someplace, Ted, and I thought that maybe that was just some rumor. I was waiting until I seen an official, you know, a memorandum that, you know, looked real, something I would look at and say, yeah, that's probably a real piece of paper. But wow. So think about that. If you're an 18-year-old, 17-year-old, aspiring to be in the military, you get coronavirus, and you're now disqualified from being able to be in the armed service, that's sad. It's such a great career choice, to be honest with you. So I'm just don't. Yeah, it's bad. I don't get it. So yeah, someone's got to explain that. And because we can get the measles, we can get flu, we can get chicken pox, we can have had all that already and not be disqualified. It is an interesting perception there. Interesting for what's very interesting. So, Ted, thanks for kind of verifying that for me, but Okay, let's move on. And again, become an insider. You know, you can support the show at $2 a day. And be honest with you, I'm asking you to become an insider. If you're working, you have the financial resources, it's time. I need you to step up at $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month. You can come in at $2 a month at 6.7 cents a day, geeknewscentral.com/insider. All right. So let me go ahead and get into the stack of stuff. And let me close this, close that. Don't need this one. Don't need that. So you guys have been listening for a while. You kind of knew, had an idea, maybe a little bit about some of the stuff I did when I was in the Navy. A lot of stuff I can never talk about. And I understand the value of intelligence against a foreign enemy. And it's very, very powerful. Lots of information. Some of it's short-lived, some of it's long. But the Senate had a chance to protect your online privacy. And we probably don't even think this is a big deal. Maybe some of you, maybe you, you know, I think some of this audience do. But they didn't rein in. The Patriot Act fell short by a single vote, 59 to 37. Even though most senators agreed with the move, the upper chamber lacked the 60 votes necessary to overcome the filibuster. Four senators, including several who supported the measure, were not present to get it over the top. And we know that the Patriot Act was passed in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attack, granting sweeping powers to law enforcement to collect data. Congress has been wrestling with the reauthorization of the Privacy Act over the last few months. And many elected officials have been pushing for limits in Section 215. That's a part of the Patriot Act that allows the government to request access data via secret tribunals authorized under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. So the Senate was set to authorize an amendment that would have forbidden the government from collecting your browsing history via FISA courts. Instead, it would need a warrant. Well, that didn't pass. So they can still look at your browsing history without a warrant. All but 10 Democrats also vote in favor. However, that wasn't enough to reach a 60-vote threshold. So the Patriot Act continues. That said, the Senate also passed another surveillance bill without a ban on web history snooping, and that is the U.S. Freedom Act. And they reauthorized U.S. Freedom Act, and that restores government powers expired in March, again, with part of it being Section 215 of the Patriot Act. So I guess it's maybe this one and the same. Now, the U.S. Freedom Act was designed to reform the Patriot Act and limit large-scale phone record collection following leaks from NSA contractor Edward Snowden in 2013. Is that guy still alive, or has he got two bullets to the head yet? But surveillance critics want to extend its limits in the reauthorized version, and it successfully passed an amendment that would expand the role of independent advisors. But really, it's a lot of the same. Same, same, same. So they proved that 80 votes for and 16 votes against. And the House of Representatives will need to approve the amended version of the bill. Is the House of Representatives even, have they done anything? They came out with one piece of legislation in what, the last 70 days or so? So, you know, Senate probably isn't much better. But anyway, privacy is still in the hands of those that decide whether or not you deserve to be spied upon or not. And they don't need a warrant to look at your web browsing history in any way. Again, the FBI can look at your web browsing history without needing a warrant. So, and all they really, they can just go to Google and say, hey, I need the last 2 years of this guy's web browsing history, and they will have to give it to them. Yeah, you understand that, right? They don't need a warrant. And every click you make, every step you take, I think there's a song around that. You know, unless you're like really trying to cover your tracks, is essentially tracked. So be forewarned. If you love Sprint, well, T-Mobile will begin eliminating the Sprint brand this summer. The end is coming for Sprint as a brand. And, you know, I go way back and think about Sprint. I think back all the way back to MCI. I made a lot of money on MCI. Knock on wood. I was living in California. That was 1984, 87, 88 to 91, something like that. Late 80s, early 90s. Oh, man. That was the first year I was shocked when I got I owed the state of California like 10 grand in taxes. Yes, it was a good year for, you know, at the time I was pretty on the low end of the enlisted scale. And so that was a good year. But we competed against Sprint in the dial-up wars and basically dial-1 wars. It's when you had, those of you that can remember this, is when they broke up AT&T. And you got to choose between Sprint, MCI, and AT&T, and who was going to be your long-distance carrier. And I had a team that sold MCI, and I did very, very well on that. Ted's saying, did you see the news about the idiot flying a drone in the skies over Detroit while the Blue Angels are flying their Operation America Strong? Well, I'm not surprised. And, you know, they've got all kind. I did an update on my drone, and I flew it here last week, and it says it's basically... that drone is now reporting in. So if they really want the information that drone's updated, they should pretty much be able to tell who that or what that drone came from. And my drones were registered when the FAA went through their first round of stuff. I registered my drones. Of course, well, my sticker's on the drones. So don't know if they're really, yeah, I have a registration number with the FAA, but I don't ever go over the flight limit and I don't get within airports. Within 5 miles of an airport either, or stay out of restricted zones. And sometimes people don't know that there's maybe a restricted, but if he's got most of these, if he's updating his nav software, it will announce if there is a flight restriction in place. And I'm sure the Blue Angels had one in for that flight demonstration. Yep, idiots. So anyway, T-Mobile and Sprint preparing their next step in merging the wireless companies, with the brands reportedly planning to merge their customers and retail stores on a single T-Mobile banner this summer. The immediate changes are largely surface level. Sprint brand will be eliminated in favor of T-Mobile on things like storefronts and bills. T-Mobile CEO Mike Sievert promised that existing Sprint customers will still be able to keep their current plans and won't be forced to switch over to T-Mobile plans, at least for now. From that means for about a year. New customers are presumably directed to sign up for T-Mobile plans as Sprint ones once the changes take place as part of the effort to consolidate the customer base. So good on them. The only MiFi I have left now, I canceled my Verizon MiFi. The only one I have is my T-Mobile MiFi too, and I've got it down to the very lowest level plan. Cheapest I could get it, but still have it. For years and years and years, I carried a 17-inch laptop. Mac, PC. Matter of fact, I got a 17-inch sitting right here on the beside of me. It's a gaming computer, but I it's an MSI gaming computer. I've had it for, I don't know, 2-3 years now, and it really doesn't do any gaming, but it really serves kind of as my side monitor over here in space. I really kind of rearranged when I left Hawaii. So this monitor does a lot of the operations for the social and the stream and all that, but I love big screens. When you get older, those itty-bitty little screens just suck. And I was talking with my niece day before yesterday, and she had ordered a new MacBook Pro, and it had come in, and she'd had some problems with it and had to send it back. And when she got their next one, everything was fine. And I asked her, I said, so what'd you get, the 13-inch? She said, oh, no, I got the 16-inch. And I'm like, that's right. They make a 16-inch. I said, can I see it? Oh. It's nice. That 16-inch MacBook Pro with that big screen, it's fantastic. It really, really is. With the bezels being real tight, it's almost like having a 17-inch from the old days. But Dell brings back a 17-inch laptop, the new XPS 17. And you guys know I love the XPS brand. I really, really do. I've been bragging about this brand for years. I got an XPS 15 that is, or 13, that is basically being used to rip CDs and DVDs and that type of stuff as I'm building my media library back in the loft. But this new 17-inch that Dell had brought back is really, really nice. Now, working from home and all that stuff, you just need more screen. You really, really do. What's this going to price out at? Does it say? Not going to be cheap. The Dell XPS 17 is priced at starting price at $1,499. It'll be available for purchase this summer. The laptop will feature display options of a FHD or 4K, and under the hood, customers can figure it sports Intel 10th Gen Core i9, 45W processor, up to 64 gigs of RAM, and up to 2 terabytes of storage. There will also be discrete GPU in the form of NVIDIA's GTX 1650 Ti Max-Q or the RTX 2060, which are two very nice video cards. Now, I've kind of learned over the time, having went largely to Mac for, you know, the daily carry computer, I don't really worry too much about hard drive space anymore. I get away with easily 512 gigs, that's or even a terabyte. I don't need a lot because I have everything on externals, and I have NAS storage here at the office, NAS storage down in Columbus, and I got really all my working files. A lot of it's in the cloud. I don't even have stuff on my desktop anymore. So hard drive space now is largely relegated to storing pictures and DVDs and that type of stuff. I don't really store a lot of documents anymore on my hard drive. So I think it's kind of irrelevant on hard drive space at this time. You may operate a little different. I don't know. I'm watching the chat room here. Ted was saying, oh, he knew, was even bragging about breaking the FAA rule. So someone must have been live streaming and it was caught on video. So hopefully they take care of that little joker and serve him a nice, healthy fine. Now, when you go and hire a lawyer, they get a file, right? Usually there's a big, thick file on you. And whatever the proceedings may be, you know, lawyers like to use a lot of paper. Well, not all. Because hackers downloaded 756 gigs of data from a law firm. And oh my goodness, they want $21 million from a New York-based law firm representing megastars like Lady Gaga, Madonna, Elton John. The infiltrated searcher believed he part of a group called R Evil or Sadanatabiki. Oh my gosh. Claimed to have stolen 756 gigs of data from Grudman, Shire, Marcellus, and Sachs. They also claim the data cache includes contracts, personal correspondence, phone numbers, and email addresses. Variety says the group already attempted to share a 1 gig collection of documents on the Mega, but the file sharing service took down the account. They also apparently released a screenshot of Madonna's contract. A source told the Post that hackers got in while everyone was focused on the coronavirus. The firm, which is reportedly not negotiating with the group, said in a statement, "We can confirm that we've been victimized by a cyber attack. We have notified our clients and our staff. We can have hired the world's experts who specialize in this area, and we're working around the clock to address these issues." Well, they're probably going to start releasing some of that. $21 million might be a cheap price to pay there. You yahoos, because I would imagine megastars aren't going to be too happy when their legal proceedings, all the juicy details of how much money they make, who they paid off, all the other stuff that goes on when you do hire a lawyer for the variety of reasons that you do, divorces, you know, things to do with maternity, all that stuff, right? Juicy stuff, right? Tabloid stuff. $21 million, they might need to reach into the checkbook and pull some of that out. So time will tell. Can you imagine being the lawyer firm that was affected? Oh my goodness. Scary stuff. All right. Like we need more stuff from Messenger. Messenger rooms, Facebook's answers to Zoom is now available. You can host up to 50 people on a video call. That's all I'm going to say about that. We have more ways to meet online now than we ever have. Has anybody used it? You use Messenger Rooms? Is it cool? I haven't used Google Meets yet. I know some people that have. But one thing's for sure, we are in the era of being able to do online meetings in a cool way. So the countdown has started. We've talked about it here on the show already, May 27th. You know, to be honest with you, let's look at the calendar here. May 27th. What day is that? That is on a Wednesday. Shoot. Because it would almost be worth a road trip to the Cape to go down and watch this launch. If you're in the Florida area, you know, this is an opportunity here. The history is going to be made on the 27th, the weather permitting, because we're going to put men back in space on Made in the USA, knock on wood here. So those astronauts are already in what they're calling their lockdown period. They have an extended quarantine time for any astronaut. It's 2 to 3 months. They start gradually reducing the exposure they have to people and places. And now they're on the tightest lockdown here in the final 13 days before the launch. So they call it flight crew health stabilization. So they are in the last 2 weeks, only immediate family members and people that work on the launch team will have access to the astronauts over the next 2 weeks. Hey, Jim, how you doing? There's another shipmate. Boy, we got the Navy is in the house tonight on live. So how you doing, Jim? So again, going back to what's going on here, this is exciting. SpaceX, if they, you know, let's just, you know, say a little prayer, knock on wood here. You know, we're, this is a big deal. And hopefully they pull this off without incident. But it is kind of scary. It's been years, right? The last time we put people into space on American made was the space shuttle. And it's been a long time. We've been talking about it on this show for years and years. It's hard to believe that we are we're that close. And what's kind of crazy is the mission has been dubbed Demo 2. Now, this is the real deal. This is like going out. Okay, you know, this is like putting it on the track, right? This is not no demo. This is the real deal. We got flesh and bones inside a capsule on top of a rocket that's essentially a bomb. So anyway, Demo 2. We're gonna put people up the International Space Station. As you've probably told, I'm pretty excited about this. I'm definitely going to take a couple of hours PTO on the 27th to watch the live stream, and we'll do it together. So how far do you have to go on a spacecraft before you can't see Earth? Well, according to the European Space Agency and JAXA, Mercury-bound BepiColombo spacecraft says about 5 million miles. That's how far out you have to be, at least with a sensor on this particular spacecraft. In April, Earth waved farewell to BepiColombo spacecraft as it flew by on its way to Mercury. They did a gravity assist and shot it into the right direction here. And so now it's on its way outbound. They have a sequence of images that start on April 13th to May 5th at a distance of 800,000 to 1.3 million kilometers. They expand to 5 million kilometers before you can barely see the Earth anymore in the image. It's a pixel on a screen here. And for those of you watching the live stream, you can't see it, but it is pretty cool. But BepiColombo, which launched in late 2018, is on a long trek to Mercury with a scheduled arrival for 2025. So we've got a ways to wait for that one. But, you know, it's something to look forward to. We get some of the, you know, this is a big deal going to Mercury and getting some images. So we'll see what happens here. Now, of all companies, Amazon calls for federal price gouging law amid coronavirus because have you priced face masks on Amazon lately? So in a blog post Wednesday, Brian Husman, who oversees public policy for the Americas at Amazon, says it isn't enough for individual states to have their own rules about drastic rise in price for in-demand goods like hand sanitizer. While each state, and I'm out, by the way, while each state is unique and has the ability to enact individual legislative prices, gouging triggers and remedies in a federal price gouging law would ensure that there are no gaps in protection for consumers. He also suggested that price gouging be defined as unconscionable or grossly excessive rather than using specific percentages like 10 to 25%. Why you should have a percentage on stuff. Now, I guess if the market will bear 100% markup or 400% markup, that's one thing, but they want to avoid the $400 bottle of Purell that was for sale right after the emergency went into effect. So Amazon says it suspended almost 4,000 seller accounts for violating its fair pricing policies. In March, 34 state attorneys called on Amazon, Walmart, and others to take a harder stance on price gouging. Yeah. You know, here's the thing that I have not yet seen. And Ted, thanks for sending that to me. I'll look at that document later. Distilled water. You guys know I use a CPAP. And you can pour regular water into it as well. It's just the humidity, box that water gets poured into gets cruddier quicker. So you have to wash it every 2-3 days. But distilled water is, you know, it's pretty good. You don't have to wash that holder container as often. And no distilled water here in the stores at all. Now, I know you can make distilled water. It's just a pain. You can do it. But that's the only thing I haven't seen back in the stores is distilled water. So what's the deal with that? Why is distilled water such... Usually the shelf is full of distilled water. And for a while there, bottled water was a problem. But why is distilled water such a problem? Is it used for something else? I really don't know. But yeah, buying stuff on Amazon has been crazy. All right, the FBI reportedly issued a warrant to Apple to get data from Senator Burr's iCloud account. Now, this is the senator that today stepped down from the Senate Intelligence Committee as its chairman. He made some stock deals. Cashed in like $600,000 to 1. Yes, a senator. Now, think about that. You guys got $600,000 to $1.7 million worth of stock laying around? Well, he did. It just tells you something about politics, right? On all these knuckleheads. So he sold $600,000 to $1.7 million in stocks over 30 transactions about the time, I guess, he got briefed on the coronavirus. Well, the FBI wants his data. So we'll see if he's hit it already. Good luck with that one. Or we'll see if Apple actually gives up the juice. If you're, you know, a lot of people are buying computers that have never had a computer before. And you're probably not a listener of this show, but maybe you've got a family member that has. And if that's the case, you know, and they don't know how to update their Mac and its apps, there's a great article here I've linked up in the show notes for you to share with them. It's always good as a reminder to have those that are less technically inclined reminded that they should update their computers. Hopefully they're set on auto update, but some of them are not. So again, let's watch out for the less technical inclined and not the Akamai listeners that listen to this show. Ted says, as we look at Mars, it appears red. Do we appear blue from space? Well, I think the farther away you get, Ted, we just look white. And Toby, hi from Colorado. So, by the way, in Colorado, did the weed shops stay open just like they did here in Michigan? That was essential, you know, buying your 420, buying your weed was an essential thing that was, you couldn't go and... get a haircut, but you could go buy weed. So I know I'm getting some hate mail by saying that, but you know, it's okay. I'm cool, but I'm sure Colorado didn't shut down the weed stores. Okay. Tesla plans to reveal a 1,000,000-mile battery as soon as this year. It's not the first we've heard of a long lasting Tesla battery with greater long-term performance and charging capability. And they say it could come this year. Of course, Tesla might be moving to Texas or something as well. I didn't hear anything about Elon getting arrested. But anyway, Reuters on Thursday published a report citing sources close to the company's battery program, and it largely fails with lying with past evidence. We've heard about this called 1,000,000-mile battery, that 1,000,000 miles of total use, not range on a single charge. Duh. So again, that's get 1,000,000 miles. You know, you think about your cars. A car engine you know, I had a car that went, let me think, the van I had. Actually, my dad replaced the engine. I did not. He replaced that motor at 267,000 miles, I think is what he had to pull the motor on that van. It was old G20 van, one of those conversion vans back in the day. And it was, you know, had the plush seats and you could, yeah, they were, it was pimped out and had a red interior. You know, it was styling for the time. And I think he got 267,000 miles and he put a motor in it and I bought it. And at like 300, I had to put a transmission in it. And I think I drove it to 400 some thousand miles, maybe 370,000 miles. And, but if you think about an electric battery being able to last a million miles, that's pretty impressive. That's like five car. That's many, many, many years a battery life that you could change this out across multiple cars. Think about it. You have a million mile battery. You drive a vehicle for 200,000 miles. The body and the car's beat up. Maybe to put 300,000 on it and you get ready to trade and say, oh, by the way, I'm keeping the battery. You know, that is a dream because now, you know, that vehicle that Shoko had, that Nissan she had, it was already losing range at like year three. So those batteries are not that efficient. They really, really are not. So we'll see what happens. NASA's bold Mars helicopter Ingenuity could open the skies in other worlds. Okay, where are we going? So we know they're going to go to Mars with a helicopter. You know, NASA's Perseverance touched down Mars in early 2021. That's the shot. That's a plan, right? It won't be arriving alone. And there's a tiny helicopter called Ingenuity tucked into the rover's belly. And the innovative chopper aims to expand the possibility for exploration of other planets. So NASA hopes that this helicopter will become the first example of powered flight on another planet. It won't be easily, considering how different conditions on Mars are from Earth. Now, as much as I've flown my drone, here's what's going to happen. I think it's going to take off, flip over, and crash. You know, hopefully it doesn't. It probably will. The question is, can this thing like land and recharge without wrecking anything? Or is it just a one-time flight? It's not real clear yet. I need to find out more about this. But if they're able to fly this and recover it and recharge it, it could be pretty amazing. But only time will tell. And you get too far from the target and the wind starts blowing too hard and you won't have enough power to get back. I know they've worked really, really hard on this. There's been a lot of coverage on it. And it even has its own little solar panel on top. So I'm thinking, so if it lands somewhere, I don't, they're going to have legs on it. So maybe... Maybe this thing's going to be able to recharge itself and see another flight. How do you keep it from tipping over in the winds there? I don't know. I guess we'll see. How do you keep it from landing on rocks? It has to fly autonomous. It's very, very aggressive. So I think we're going to have fun with this. And we hope NASA has huge success, but who knows, right? All right, movies are all over the place. You want to find out where your favorite movie is streaming? Believe it or not, Google's the best choice for that right now. If you want, just type in the name of the movie in its entirety, and oftentimes Google will tell you if it's on Vudu, Prime Video, if it's on YouTube, if it's on Google Play, if it's on iTunes, if it's on Hulu. It'll tell you where to go find it. And good luck with that. Sling, all those Fubo TV, all those places. So It works good some of the time, but there's also another site. It's called Just Watch or Real Good. Both of those sites track and catalog where movies and TV shows are available to buy, rent, or stream. You can make an account with either service and limit the search results to just services you subscribe to, and both offer a mobile app. So Just Watch, again, over at justwatch.com or Real Good, R-E-E-L, good.com as well. So there's a few others, but link will be up in the show notes on that. But oftentimes Google will tell you if you don't find it, try one of these other two apps. NVIDIA, big fan of NVIDIA. NVIDIA wants to power today's car tech and tomorrow's robotaxi. big announcement today. My inbox filled up. I must have got 10 press releases today from NVIDIA surrounding this chip technology. One chip to power everything. That's NVIDIA's strategy, and they're really shooting for what's really going to take us to the point where cars are self-driving. They want to be able to, this chip should, they're saying, support level 5 autonomous driving. And it's also going to have all the other systems tied in for a vehicle. So while the promise of robo-taxi fleets continue to move further away, automakers are focused on bringing more driver assistance systems to vehicles. At the same time, a handful of automakers have pushed back timelines on self-driving cars, shucks, including Ford and General Motors. Full autonomy reigns a holy grail for so many companies, and boy, I cannot wait. But to be honest with you, it's pretty good now. That I told you on the show before, my Ford Edge, I get it on the highway, not necessarily on the back roads in Michigan. It doesn't do so well because the lines aren't always painted. But if the lines on the road are usually painted pretty good, the car does pretty good. It really relies on that visualization to keep centered, lane centering. Again, you have to keep your hand on the wheel, but that car can almost drive itself when I'm on the highway or tow road. Just wish I didn't have to grip the wheel so strong. Ted says, I like Fox series Deputy. However, it was canceled after season one. Ted says 20 to 30 minute waits in lines outside stores to buy the green herb. But you cannot get a haircut legally. You have to go to a dark alley or someone's basement. So yes, in California, you can get the green herb. Hey, those businesses, I bet you're doing booming business. Hey, NASA Space Launch System rockets now targeted for a late 2021 launch. Boeing is largely in charge of this. Of course, this thing's going to be put into space with 4 space shuttle rockets. So they're reusing technology, but the main booster body, I guess, it's going to be ready to fly by sometime late 2021. They're going to do some tied down burns on this thing in near the end of the year around Thanksgiving time. Those should be some cool videos, right? 4 rockets from the space shuttle program all lit off at once. Ought to be fun. And, of course, $20 billion of your U.S. taxpayer dollars have went so far into SLS. Apple supply chain is making safety changes to protect workers in response to the pandemic. Right. In China, stand beside each other. You cannot take break. You have to work 14 hours a day on your feet. I know that's really bad, but you guys need to travel overseas a little bit. So, but they're saying the companies worked with this global supply chain on a range of protections suited to the circumstance of each country, including health screenings, limited density, and ensuring strict adherence to social distancing in their facilities. If you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you. Apple required the use of personal protective equipment during work and in all common areas, according to the letter. Apple has worked with its supply chain partners to implement enhanced deep cleaning and make masks and sanitizer available to workers. Apple has also worked with suppliers to change factory floor plans and implemented flexible working hours, long as you work 14 hours a day, and staggered work shift to allow workers to maximize interpersonal space. Ted, it's geeknewscentral.com/insider. There's a link on the website. We do appreciate it if you support the show. Thank you so much. So anyway, Apple... Do you really believe that they're doing these type of safety protocols overseas? I want to see the video on that. Seeing is believing. Chrome will start blocking resource-heavy ads in August. So Google today announced that resource-heavy ads includes examples of ads that mine cryptocurrency. Those are poorly programmed or are unoptimized for network usage. Chrome will block those ads because they drain battery life, saturate already strained networks, and cost money. There are three possible thresholds an ad can hit: 4 megabit of network data, 15 seconds of CPU usage, and in any 30-second period, or 60 seconds of total CPU usage. Now, do you understand why I use an ad blocker except for my site? is, or sites that I love. I turn the ad blocker off on sites that I love that I go to all the time. Most of the sites that I go to on this show are not ad blocked. But if you're using your mobile device, that's a huge amount of traffic that's being utilized through your mobile device to serve up those ads. So Chrome is taking the lead on this. Amazon is mass producing face shields to sell to frontline workers. This is amidst criticism that isn't doing enough to protect its own employees. To date, Amazon has donated 10,000. Wow, that's a lot. 10,000 face shields, and over the next few weeks, it plans to make hundreds of thousands available at cost on Amazon.com. So they've donated 10,000. Amazon, whose stock price right now is like $2,250 a share, has donated 10,000 face shields. 10,000 is the number they've donated. 10,000. Support your local retailer when they open back up. Trump extends trade ban on Huawei and ZTE through May 2021. Oorah. I think this is a good move. We'll see what the Justice Department does or Commerce Department does on some of the allowed integration, but the extension means that Huawei and ZTE will not be able to sell their telecommunication equipment in the United States or trade with American firms until May of 2021. Huawei's Android license will also stay revoked. So, good. I'm glad. But, you know, they're still in all these other countries. It hasn't stopped them from doing business in just about every country except for the United States. And even we're getting some of it still through. Over on Android Central, and this is for those of you in the UK, an ethics board has warned contact tracing apps could amplify inequality. In the UK, 21% of adults don't own a smartphone. Well, those 21% sadly don't own a smartphone, but they probably are going to be lucky they're not being tracked. The warning highlights the wider global limitation of contact tracing. The Financial Times notes, the board fears that many potential users in the country will not have up-to-date smartphones or any device at all. Ofcom data suggests that 21% of UK adults do not use a smartphone. While the community benefits of contact tracing app should extend to this group, an increase in manual contact tracing is a crucial additional measure which will enhance the effectiveness of the public health approach. Here in the state of Michigan, I think I told you, 2,500 contact tracing people have been hired and put to work. So I own both ExpressVPN and NordVPN. I use ExpressVPN for my mobile phone, and I use NordVPN for my computer. Why? I don't know. That's how it ended up. I'm more leaning towards from the mobile phone I had, and I think the reason why I went with ExpressVPN on my mobile phone versus NordVPN on my mobile phone was ExpressVPN seemed to work a little better. And NordVPN, I've never had a trouble with it on a laptop or desktop or tablet. But on my mobile, my handheld, I've had better luck with ExpressVPN. I got NordVPN on this lifetime deal. ExpressVPN, though, for their premium service, you pay monthly for. And I think it's, I can't remember, $6 or $7, something like that. So, but anyway, they've got a good review of these two VPNs on Android Central. Those of you that haven't used Spotify before and want to, Spotify is offering a first-time premium user 3 months free until June 30th. Previous platform subscribers can pay $9.99 for 3 months. So I don't have an active Spotify account right now. The key is, here's on these free deals what you got to remember. Set yourself a calendar event for like 2 months and, you know, like 25 days. So you don't forget to cancel. So you get this stuff for free. So, or at the reduced price before it goes back up, because that's the goal. They want you to forget that you're getting a free offer. So again, first-time premium users, 3 months free. And if you've been a premium customer before and downgraded, $9.99 for 3 months. I don't even know what it costs normally, probably $14.99 or something like that. I don't use my, the only thing I use my iPhone 4 on the calendar is really to look at appointments. I enter all my appointments on my desktop. Very rarely do I punch in an appointment on my phone. But I don't have a lot of experience with Android and calendar apps. I would think with Android, you just use the Google Calendar. And they say that's the best all-around calendar is Google Calendar. But there's several others here that they suggest as well. Of course, Microsoft Outlook. I'm not an Outlook person anymore. What other ones? Business Calendar 2 is another one. Calendar Widget by Home Agenda. Calendar Notify. So a list of calendars there. What's your experience with Android users? What are you using? Google Calendar is free. Works great for me. The best wireless mice you can buy, and I'm still using a trackpad. And any of you that know me for years, I'm a big trackpad fan. I'm not a trackball fan, excuse me, not trackpad. I'm crazy about these types of mice. It's just, they work for me real, real well. And, you know, I carry a mouse in my backpack as a backup. If I forget to bring, or if I'm in an area where because in my office down in Columbus, I have one of these. And, you know, at this desk, I've got two already for two different computers. So if you love mice, the number one that they recommended that I've never seen before is one from Logitech. And I do like Logitech stuff. It's called the Logitech MX Master 3. And they rated this number one. And they've got pictures of it, and you can go through and do these reviews. And it looks a little bit like a gamer's mouse. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. But anyway, they recommend a series of mice here, and they talk about how long the battery life is. That's yesterday. I was doing a show with Rob Greenlee, and this battery went dead in the middle of the show. I couldn't switch screens. I used to have a couple of batteries laying here on the desk, and that didn't work. So, you know, how you do, you're rolling the battery in, you know, trying to get, thinking that's going to give you a little more juice, you know, pull it out and stick it back in a couple of it was dead. Nothing worked. And, but anyway, the best budget wireless mouse is Logitech M720. Tell you about the Amazon Essentials mouse. Those are pretty decent. I've had a couple of those. But the best wireless gaming mouse is the Razer Viper Ultimate. I know some of you gamers out there will have your own preference on, you know, on certain mice, certain sensitivity and all that. So anyway, for you want this full rundown, it's by Ars Technica. Link will be up in the show notes. Okay. Again, stupid stuff that people do. There is a tech support site that is tricking people into thinking they have a problem with Amazon Alexa. In other words, people are trying to install Alexa on their computer. And all kinds of crazy stuff's going on, and people are being tricked out of money and getting their computers hacked. So please, you know, this is not rocket science. You don't necessarily need the Alexa app on your computer. If you do, having problems installing it, get with your techie friend. Don't take phone calls from strangers that say that you've got problems. But Amazon is suing a couple of companies, and what they were doing was quite remarkable. They were just totally like tricking people that didn't have any idea what they were really doing on their computer. They actually let people remote in. Don't let someone remote in unless you've initiated the call to some reputable firm. It just amazes me that people are still this gullible. Sony says it's created the world's first image sensor with built-in AI. Can that AI tell me when it's time to go to bed or go to work for me? No. But Sony Corp told in Thursday the world's first image sensor promised to make data gathering tasks much faster and more secure. Yeah, facial recognition. Calling its first of its kind, Sony said the technology would give intelligent vision to cameras for retail and industrial use. New sensors are akin to tiny self-contained computers incorporating a logic processor and memory that are capable of image recognition without generating any images, allowing them to do AI tasks like identifying, analyzing, and counting objects without offloading information to a separate chip. So in other words, like they can see how many eggs you have in a bowl. Really? They can count eggs in a bowl. They can see what your face looks like, right? The AI augmented sensor is capable of capturing a regular 12 megapixel image, 4K video up to 60 frames a second. What else? Among the applications suggested, Sony, by counting and tracking of visitors to public spaces. Yes. Once again, facial recognition, heat and congestion mapping, and measuring shopping behavior in retail locations. We're being tracked every inch of every movement we make on this planet. It cannot be helped. Why can't they catch more criminals? Sony and Xiaomi mid-range phones dominate Android's bestseller list in Q1. And I'm going to be due to have to get a different Android phone for testing some stuff we're doing. So I'm going to be looking at some phones to pick up. Well, maybe a Sony A10 or something like that. But got to figure out what's in the budget. The company luckily will be paying for this one. But anyway, some good mid-range phones and Android bestsellers. At the same time, there's a best Android phones in 2020 by Android Central. So everyone's coming up with their best list. Best overall was the Samsung Galaxy S20. Best value was the OnePlus 8. And of course, they got best battery, best camera, best foldable, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. So that Samsung Galaxy S20, that will only set you back $1,300, right? Okay, that's going to bring me to the end of the show, but I got something important. Don't leave, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave. Hey, Dan, how you doing? Thanks for being on. So I got an email from, let's see, can I read this? I want to make sure that I can read this. So Jack says, hey, Todd, you have always had occasional rants, but I've noticed the rants have increased in both count and length since you moved away from the island paradise to the lower 48. I think they have in more in the last 9 to 10 weeks, Jack. I don't think you need to stop. But they are not geek news. They're geek news editorial. I would suggest you put your rants in a separate recording called Geek News Editorial and keep geek news devoted to just geek news. The change will resolve all the blowback Gene is getting from your rants. You could even include the editorial podcast in the Geek News RSS feed so those that choose to listen would know what to expect and those that want just the news would not have to listen to the editorial. Just a thought. I also noticed that your green lower third with your name has below geek new. What? There's a spelling error. Geek news. Okay, let's go change it here. Which one is that that has a spelling? I noticed a low green lower third with your name. Oh, which one is that? Jack, when you see that, I'm looking at my lower thirds. Is it one that call in live at the end of the show? So no, if you do a screenshot, I'll go through all the lower thirds. I didn't think that I had a misspelling. We've been using those for years. He said, I'm glad you're keeping your sense of humor. Keep it up and stay healthy. Jack, healthy in Texas. Well, here's the deal. Jack, love you very much. And I love this show. I love doing this show. I love that you guys listening to the show. I love that you hang out for my rants. I love it when people give feedback, positive and negative. But I can't do another show. I'm already exhausted. You know, I'm doing a show on Monday. I'm doing a show on Wednesday. Two shows on Thursday. And one show on Saturday. I can't squeeze another one in. I really can't. I can't and keep my sanity, keep my job, and do everything I need to do. So I guess for now, while we're in this season of me wanting to rant, I'm just going to have to rant. I'm not worried about the listener numbers. The listeners' numbers come and go. I don't really pay attention to my stats anymore. I logged in the other day, and I looked at one. I was like, that's interesting. And I moved on. And I was doing a demo for a client, I used my account. I'm not shy. And, so I think I just got to keep it here for now. And even if people get pissed off and don't listen, well, they're going to have to get pissed off and not listen. It's just kind of the way it is at this point. And you know, it kind of hits me in the gut a little bit when I get one of those that's like really is really mad and calling me, you know, call me stupid and that kind of stuff. It's okay. Believe me, this show, I'm doing this show together, and you've been here as much as anybody else as a family. You guys know I get on these tirades from time to time. And it's just the way it's going to have to be. It is. And you notice the show's been longer lately. And I think that's okay, too. You know, for a while there were 50 minutes. Now we're back up to hour 10 mark. And maybe that's where it was supposed to be. You know, maybe I wasn't focusing enough on the beginning of talking about stuff. I think we're all frustrated. I think we just need to talk a little bit. And Toby, thanks for your support. I love the rants as part of the show. Dan says, I disagree. I love the rants. I think Jack's just trying to protect the listener count. And, you know, either you love me or hate me, we all can agree to disagree on stuff. I think that's the important part. You guys have been listening long enough. You know who I am. And I've kept, and I said it today during this recording that I did with the podcasters that were at a virtual conference. I said, even if I don't have a sponsor for the show, I may have to change some things, but I will definitely continue to do the show as long as I'm having fun. You know, if the sponsor quit, I might have to move back into the loft and not do live. Who knows? It would be what it is. And if folks that were, and I'm not saying I'm losing a sponsor, but, you know, you just never know month to month what's going to happen and way business is business. Things can happen. So I think that you do the best you can. And if we get to the point where, you know, I need to make a call out and say, hey, this is the time to step up. Kind of like I did earlier a little bit, every once in a while, I don't do that. Try not to do that too often, but I've been trying to encourage folks to step in at $2, $5, $10, $15, or $25. I know that's a lot to ask a lot of people right now, but it just takes a little bit by a bunch of people to really, help the show continue to keep the lights on and do what I do here. So, but I've been lucky that I had boxes and boxes full of stuff and didn't have to go to the buying well very deep, besides paint and the stuff I did here in the studios and buying some decorations. When we built the studio, I didn't have to, and most of the equipment we just rolled in, plugged in, and we were good. And obviously, I had to spend some money to put some stuff in. But considering what we've done here for the price we've done, it's pretty good. Now I just have to sustain it. And, you know, to sustain the entire operation is not necessarily a small number month to month, but going to continue to try to do it the best we can. And again, Geekness Central is not subsidized by Raw Voice or Blueberry Podcasting. This is my baby. So, and again, it's not necessarily back to you, Jack. It's the rest of the audience. So we're going to do what we do here, continue to keep moving. I'm just like any other podcaster in the space. Trying to do the best I can, have some unique circumstances based on the position I'm in. But other than that, we're going to get out of here. And, you know, really, what's kind of weird is it's not fun. This is no longer fun for me, this lockdown. We need some more social interaction. I can't drink by myself. It's not even fun. I don't, you know, I have a cocktail and I drink half of it and it's like, you know, I drink a beer. So it's like this whole thing has changed. And I hope we can get back to a little bit of normal. Maybe there will never be a new normal again. I don't know. But yeah, I'm ready to move around. You know me, I don't sit in one place too long. And this has been a long time as we end week 9 of the national lockdown. Some of you are getting back to work, and congratulations and thank God, because 36 million people are out of work. So I don't want to complain. I shouldn't complain. I have a job. So don't take it as that. But, you know, we're just family here having a chit-chat. So anyway, Jeff, stay safe in Texas. Jack, stay safe in Texas. If you want to do a road trip and come on down, we got plenty of extra places for you to crash. You got to come out and see us. load the missus up and, you know, make it a road trip. Drive from Texas, come up to Michigan, see how we live up here. All right, everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. I'll see you back here on Monday for Geekness Central. I want to take care. Be safe. And I don't say aloha, but I say see you later. Bye-bye.